Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for Friday, February 23rd.
Brought to you by iPrep Press, creators of the Merriam-Webster Pocket Dictionary for the iPod. If it's on your iPod, it's always with you. Download it today at www.ipreppress.com.
The word of the day for February 23rd is panic, spelled P-A-N-I-C. Panic is a noun that means a sudden, overpowering fright or acute, extreme anxiety. Here's the word used in a sentence. Jennifer experienced a sudden panic at the thought of failing all her classes. Panic comes to us from French, but traces back to the Greek word panikos, meaning literally of pan. Pan is the pipe-playing, nymph-chasing Greek god of fertility, pastures, flocks, and shepherds. In fact, his name meant pasturer. He also has a rather dark side. His shout is said to have instilled fear in the giants fighting the gods, and the Greeks believed him responsible for causing the Persians to flee in terror at the Battle of Marathon. Panic entered our language first as an adjective suggesting the mental or emotional state that Pan was said to induce. The adjective panic, as in panic conditions or panic button, first appeared in print at the beginning of the 1600s, and the noun followed about a century later. I'm Peter Sokolowski, and this was your Word of the Day for Friday, February 23rd.
For more information, visit Merriam-Webster online at www.merriam-webster.com.